This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We continue today with our study, Woman, the Culminating Act of God's Creation. Let's think for a moment as we begin our study today from Genesis chapter 2, verses 23 to 25, about man's reaction to God's provision of woman to be his wife. As he observed her, man said, "Now this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." Let's notice some of the things about this passage. First, it teaches she shall be called woman. When Adam saw the woman, he said, in effect, "At least there is one who is truly suitable to be my partner in life." It seems that he instinctively recognized her, in contrast to all the animals which had been brought before him, to be suited perfectly for him. The statement, "bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh," shows, at least, number one, that woman is derived from man. Study in this connection also 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 8 to 12. And secondly, it shows that woman is like man. From the first point, we conclude that woman is subordinate to man and that man is the leader. The second point is related strongly to the fact that she is called woman. The word woman is simply the feminine form of the word for man. The name was given to her because she was taken out of man. Since man's dominion over animal life is implied by his naming of them, just so is his leadership over woman implied by his naming her. Now in the second place, let us notice from this passage, Genesis chapter 2, verses 23 to 25, the leaving and the cleaving. It seems clear that verse 24 is not the conclusion of Adam's remark, but is a parenthetical statement by the author of Genesis. The Holy Spirit, of course, using Moses as the writer, as we learn from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. Jesus ascribed the statement to God when he said, "Have ye not read that he who made them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife." These words of Jesus are recorded in Matthew chapter 19, verses 4 to 5. This is an inspired declaration of the law of marriage. It is also clear that this instruction is to be given general application, not restricted to Adam and Eve, because of the obvious fact that neither Adam nor Eve had a father and mother. This passage makes clear the necessity of married couples establishing their own homes. It is not conducive to marital happiness for a married couple to be under the dominion of the parents of either the father or the wife or both. Now we note in the third place from this passage, that is Genesis chapter 2, verses 23 to 25, they shall be one flesh. The basic point here relates to a unity of persons more than to the conjoining of physical bodies, although it seems clear that the latter certainly is encompassed in the statement. The importance of this teaching is seen in the following points. First, the true happiness of husband and wife depend upon it. Secondly, the happiness and welfare of the children born to any union depend upon it. Third, the general welfare of the community in which a couple live depends upon it. Fourth, the general welfare of a nation depends upon the righteousness involved in the homes which comprise it. And fifth, the eternal welfare of the persons may well depend upon the sort of relationship one attains in marriage. And sixth, the purity of the Lord's church depends upon the proper attitude toward marriage. This passage, that is Genesis chapter 2, verses 23 to 25, certainly enforces the truth that God intends that marriage should be regarded by both partners as inviolate and indissoluble. See Romans chapter 7, verses 1 to 4, and Matthew 5, verses 31 to 32, and Matthew 19, verses 3 to 12. It may also include the view that husband and wife are joined together in the children who result from their physical union. But our time is gone today. Please do be back with us next time as we continue our study of woman, the culmination of God's creation.